This story is brought to you by www.scarystorytime.com. Are you still there, an anonymous creepypasta? The cigarette tasted delicious as I inhaled the smoke. Oh, I needed this. Holidays were always stressful. I wonder why Mom invited me to her house for Thanksgiving this year. As much as I didn't want to go back, I knew I had to in order to get money out of her. She eventually figured out that it was the only reason I wanted to do anything with her anymore and didn't seem to care. Our relationship was past the point of being repaired, but she seemed fine with it. Oh well, I got money out of it, so why the hell did it even matter? I was sitting outside on her porch when I saw our next-door neighbor son Richie, whom I used to have a huge crush on growing up. He was checking his mailbox. He looked at me and smiled. Of course I smiled back. My friend Sarah told me that he was with Georgina now, that whore. How many men is she going to go through before she realizes that she's a slut? I laughed to myself as I snuffed my cigarette butt out on the cement. I left this town for a reason, but something always pulled me back. Something other than stupid gossip. And Mom. I stood up and started to walk back into Mom's house when I heard Richie call my name. "Yeah?" I asked, turning around. I jumped as he was only standing a few feet away from me, and I should have seen him walk up in my peripheral vision. I stared into his glacier blue eyes, expecting to see the same ambitious, passionate, and charismatic Richie that I knew before. But they were empty. I was paralyzed in fear to see his chalky face up close. He looked fine from a distance. "What's wrong?" "What are you doing here?" he whispered. "I'm visiting my mom," I said. He shook his head and shot a fearful glance towards the house. "You have to leave. Things aren't the same here anymore. The town, it's..." He sighed. "Richie, what the fuck is going on? You're scaring me," I asked. He put his hands on my shoulders and leaned into me. His breath smelled of death as he spoke. "Things have changed, for the worse. When you look at things here without really looking into them, they appear normal. But they're not. They're..." he said, trailing off. I heard Mom whistling in the background. "Daniela, sweetheart, who are you talking to?" she asked. He must have lost his mind. "Richie," I replied. "Leave and don't come back. It's too late for me," he whispered. "Dinner's ready," Mom said. I gently pushed him away from me. "You want to join us?" I asked. He shook his head no. "Daniela, don't go back in there. No one is who they say they are." "Not even you?" I asked. "No, not even me." "You wonder why you keep coming back, don't you? It's this place. They lure you in. They keep you here," he said. "Daniela, come on before the food gets cold," Mom scolded. "I'm hungry. I gotta go. It was nice seeing you again, Richie," I mumbled, turning back and walking into the house. I saw Mom in the kitchen taking lasagna out of the oven and setting it on the counter, which was my favorite but unusual Thanksgiving dish. "Lasagna, huh?" "Yeah, why not?" she asked, smiling. I sat down at the kitchen table and watched her cut me a piece of it, putting it on a plate and setting it in front of me. "So Richie's really lost his mind, huh?" I asked, trying to laugh about how fucked up he was, but failing miserably. "Oh, honey, Richie's been dead for years," Mom said, laughing. "What?" "If you had visited often enough, then you would know that Richie had died years ago. A freak accident," she said as she had cut herself a piece of lasagna. "But I just..." "You just saw him? Don't give me that shit, Daniela. You always used to say that you could see dead people when you were a kid, but you're a big girl now. Eat your food." I grabbed my fork, trembling, looking down at the lasagna. It seemed to be moving. I leaned in closer to it, peeling off the first layer, and gasped when a huge spider scurried out of it, off the table, and across the room. I peeled off layer after layer and found more bugs. "What the hell are you doing?" she scolded. "What did you put in this, Mom?" I asked. I leaned in, removing the last layer of lasagna, and gasping at what I saw, a finger. What do you mean, dear? It's the same lasagna I made when you still lived here, she said, sitting across from me and taking a big bite of her piece. I squirmed as I heard her chomp down on what sounded like a huge insect inside her mouth. Mom, what's wrong with you? I asked. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you? Lasagna is your favorite food. I have to go, I said, standing up. She looked at me and raised her eyebrows. Oh, where? Home, I said. She smiled. This is your home, she said, and grinned at me, flashing pieces of the bug she just ate between her teeth. No, it isn't. You were never satisfied with what you had, she mumbled, standing up and walking towards the kitchen drawers. Mom, I'm sorry, just please stop acting like this. Like what? She asked, getting a large knife out of a drawer. What happened to you, to this place? Things change, honey. People leave, die, disappear. This town is the only town that's changed for the better. But you just had to go and leave, didn't you? Had to fuck everything up. Had to fuck up the plan. If you would have stayed like I asked you to, you would have changed with us. You would have gotten everything you ever wanted. But you never listened. You still don't. Please stop, I mumbled, covering my face. Warm tears filled my eyes and my heart skipped a beat as I heard Mom walking towards me. She removed my hands from my face and leaned closer to me. As she got closer and closer, her face began to contort and become disfigured. I never wanted you to leave, but now you never have to. You're one of us now, she said, jamming the knife into my stomach and twisting the cold steel blade. I felt the blood begin to soak my shirt and pants as she hoisted the knife upward. As it slowly began to fade out of consciousness, I saw her for what she really was. Well, for what it really was. Mom was right. I never listen, not even to dead people. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and make a comment on the post. You can also turn in your own scary stories or visit the forum, have some fun, play some games, even make a meme or two and send them to your friends. I can't wait to see you there. Get scared.